St. Evaristus, Pope and Martyr, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, it's a darker day today, isn't it, and colder, reminding us that the winter inevitably must come. And then during the winter, of course, everything gets all sort of gray and dark, and that makes us long for the coming of spring again with Easter next year. Today I want to tell you about the saint of the day, St. Evaristus, Pope and Martyr, who was a pope, you might say, during the beginning of one of the long winters of the Catholic Church. He was the first pope to be elected after the last apostle, St. John, had died. Why is that important? Well, it's important because the apostles were the ones who had actually seen Jesus in his flesh, and they saw him as well risen from the dead. They were eyewitnesses of the truth of all of those things. Now, there aren't any more left. The church would have to be content with our Lord present in the person of the Pope in Rome, who is the successor of the Prince of the Apostles. Who's that? Why, that, of course, would be St. Peter. And so today, for example, is the feast day of St. Evaristus, and he was born probably in Bethlehem, and his family was Jewish, converted to the Catholic faith, and they were originally from Greece. They were called Hellenized or Greek-like Jews, and then eventually he went to Rome, and after St. Anacletus, Pope and Martyr, died, well, then he was elected the next pope. And that was a difficult thing because there wasn't anyone left who had seen our Lord. But never mind, our Lord set it up that if you saw the Pope, the vicar of St. Peter and of Christ himself, it was a way like seeing our Lord. And so in the old days, when we used to have popes in the Catholic Church, the Pope was very honored and very venerated. And so, for example, if you went to see the Pope, the little flower did this when she was a girl, and she wanted to ask permission from the Pope to become a nun earlier than was usually allowed, well, you had to genuflect 3 times. And then when you spoke to the Pope, you only did so on your knees. And when they invented telephones, sometimes people would even be taught, and properly so, to kneel down when they were speaking to the Pope. Why? Because he's the vicar or the representative of Christ. That's how great was the respect that we had towards the Pope. And of course, as we know, the Pope, as the leader or the teacher of the whole church, can never lead the whole church in an official way into any kind of an error. That's the infallibility of the Catholic Church. The Holy Ghost speaks through the Pope. It was a wonderful, wonderful thing to have. So even though the apostles were gone, the successor of the apostles was still there. That's a promise that's made in the communion verse taken from the Psalms of today's old mass of a martyr bishop. These are the words that you'll be singing at communion time. Once for all have I sworn by my holiness, his posterity shall endure forever, and his throne shall remain as the sun before me, and as the moon perfect forever, and the witness to this in heaven is faithful. Well, if it was difficult, this is what I'm getting at, children, if it was difficult back then to realize that all the apostles had died, and that living link with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is past now, imagine how difficult it would be for people today to realize that the last of the popes died over 50 years ago. We had a special mass a few years ago to mark the 50th anniversary of the death of the last true or Catholic pope, Pope Pius XII. And now there are some people left who remember what a pope was and had seen the pope. I did when I was a boy your age. But that's all. It's been that long, over 50 years, since there's been a true pope. And whenever we go through a change like that in the Catholic Church, it's a very difficult suffering. But what should we remember? Our Lord is still with us. How is our Lord still with us? He is still with us in the Catholic Church, the true Church, and her teachings down throughout the ages. Our Lord is still with us. How is he with us? In the Blessed Sacrament of the altar. It is God himself. And if we no longer have a Pope to whom we can genuflect and show reverence, we have our Lord. And we must always listen to the voice of the Church and show our Lord great reverence and respect. And as you're growing up, you study religion. Remember, the study of religion, children, is very important. Take your catechism lessons each day. Those truths that you memorize or learn by heart, take them very seriously. Always make it to be a point of honor, children, that your best mark and your highest grade in school will come for religion class. Because there you are studying the unchanging word of God's truth. The other subjects are important too, and I wouldn't want to tell you that they're not. History and arithmetic and spelling and everything else. That's all important. But the most important is the studying of God's word. Today's Pope symbolized that so that when he got up into a pulpit and preached, it wasn't all by himself. He was surrounded by 7 deacons of the Church of Rome who were fully vested, and they held their hands like this, and they just stood around the Pope while he gave the sermon. Why did the Pope have that done? Why? By means of showing how holy is the Word of God, and that he truly was a successor of the apostles. And so, while sometimes some presence of Christ amongst us goes away, and that's very hard for people to accept even today, nevertheless, in another sense, our Lord keeps his promise absolutely faithfully. I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. So it doesn't matter if sometimes in church history it's dark and cold, as the weather is outdoors this morning, or sometimes if it's sunny and bright. Our Lord is faithful to his promises. Let us, for our part, children, be faithful too. How? By revering, knowing, learning by heart, and always loving, and of course living, our Catholic faith. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.